On today's show, NHTSA investigates the first fatal crash involving a car in self-driving mode, a rundown of the new limited edition Viper models, and why designers don't want clay models to disappear. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for the 1st of July of 2016. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating the first fatal accident involving a car driving autonomously. A Tesla Model S in autopilot mode struck the trailer of an 18-wheeler after it made a left turn in front of the car. Tesla says the system did not detect, quote, the white side of the tractor trailer against a brightly lit sky, so the brake was not applied. This is reigniting the debate over whether that technology is ready for real-world driving. It's not perfect, but it does have the potential to drastically reduce the number of accidents. Automakers and tech companies have tested self-driving cars for millions of miles with a limited number of incidents. So while this is an extremely unfortunate situation, autonomy is still worth pursuing. Renault may be Europe's number one light commercial vehicle brand, but it's certainly not known for pickup trucks. Well, that's all about to change, as it just introduced its first body-on-frame, one-ton, or what we would call here in the U.S., a mid-sized truck called the Alaskan. But for you eagle-eye viewers out there, you'll notice it's a rebadge of Nissan's Navara pickup. The Alaskan does get its own unique styling and has the option of one gasoline or two diesel engines, depending on the market. A 6-speed manual or 7-speed automatic transmission is available, plus 2- or 4-wheel drive. The Renault Alaskan will make its debut in the strongest pickup markets in Latin America. And still to come, a look at 5 special edition Viper models.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
It was only a week ago that FCA announced its ending production of the Viper in 2017. But to send the car off with a bang, Dodge created 5 special limited edition models. Orders for the car started on June 24th, and within 2 days, every single one was sold out. At a recent event at FCA's Chelsea Proving Grounds in Michigan, Ryan Kim, Viper's brand manager, ran me through what makes these models so special.
This year for 2017, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary, and we're doing that in a very special way. We have 4 limited edition models right behind me. And starting from the closest one, we have the Snakeskin Edition. What's so special about the Snakeskin Edition? It has a very unique SRT stripe that has the snakeskin design on them. It actually looks like a snakeskin. And it has advanced aerodynamics package, as well as the matte, Sidewinder matte wheels. Every one of these editions, special editions behind me, have a serialized, customizable instrument panel badge that says either Snakeskin Edition or whatever the edition may be. Behind that, we have the GTSR commemorative edition. It is a throwback, and I would say it's probably one of the most iconic Viper liveries of all time, the white with the blue GTS stripes. And back in 1998, we produced 100 of the GTSR, and with that, it came with the exact same paint scheme, a red striker front badge on the fascia, and USA flags on the B-pillars, which you see on this example here today. Behind that, we have the Viper 128 edition. It is the ACR Extreme, and as you know, we have 13 production car track records, and one of those tracks was Laguna Seca. At Laguna Seca, we got a lap time of 1 minute and 28 seconds, and we're celebrating that with the 128 edition. We will be building up to 28 of those, and what's unique on that car, it has the ACR center and driver stripe in red with a black body, and it's a painted wing with red inner and outer wing end plates. So it looks exactly like our 133 edition back in 2010 when we broke the Laguna Seca track records then as well. And the far behind the fourth car is the 2017 Voodoo 2 edition. We'll be producing up to 31 of those. And it has a graphite metallic driver ACR stripe with red tracer stripes.
Now you might be wondering where that fifth model is. Well, it's actually a dealer edition that was only available to Dodge's two biggest Viper dealers. But have no fear, due to popular demand, Dodge is going to produce a snakeskin ACR edition. But act fast, up to a total of 31 will be made. Coming up next, why designers say clay models are still essential to creating great-looking cars.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Back in the day, automakers used clay models to create a new vehicle. But over the last couple of decades, companies are using computers more and more. And some car makers are even talking about ditching clay altogether. But not all designers are on board with that. On Autoline this week, John talks with three of the top designers at GM, including global design chief Ed Welburn, and they share why design should not go completely digital.
You need to see it in size, proportion, the interiors, you need to be able to sit in them. So I can't imagine that we would ever. You use the digital side, of course, to do other things and with the releases, but you've got to. And also, you've got to make mistakes. You know, you've got to try things out. And luckily with clay, if it was wood, you'd have to take a lot long time to repair it or be ready for a presentation. Mm-hmm. With clay, if we're doing something, if Ed comes in and doesn't like it, luckily we can change it within a day, okay?
It's and called getting out the big
rake. Exactly. Those guys are so talented. They save our life daily, okay?
And, you know, the use of the computer and developing the design in the tube, as we call it, is become a lot more prevalent. We use it a lot.
Yeah.
But the final design, being able to walk around the vehicle to capture the emotion, that whole passion that's in the design.
And I've got to believe, too, actually touching it, physically touching it, running your hand down it has got to help you in perceiving what you're doing.
And even if we could do it on the computer, it's a lot easier communicating with the leaders of the company,
show them it.
When you have a three-dimensional object that you can walk around with them.
Yeah, with the portfolios of our business expanding and different configurations in vehicles, it's important to have these side-by-side reviews outside because size, proportion, height, mass, volume, wheel size, you can't do that in a conference room. It has to be outside.
Yeah, and sometimes some of the surfaces on the computer, they'll look good. So then we mill them onto the model, and then Ed will come by, and you see the detail, the fine detail, you would not see on the screen. Many a time you'll walk by and you'll make a comment, and we'll see it, and you know we've got to put it right.
In general, it's people outside of design that want to get rid of clay. The design teams want to stay with it.
For more insight into GM design, you can watch that entire discussion right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And a quick programming note here. The Autoline crew is on break next week for the 4th of July holiday, so there won't be any new episodes of Daily. We'll be right back here on Monday, July 11th, so join us then for the latest news in the global automotive industry. But that wraps up this week's worth of episodes. Thank you for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.